Now, 63,000 students have registered to sit the state second level examinations this year, and they begin, of course, this morning. And while overall figures are up 3%, there's also a 20% increase in the number of pupils opting for the more practical, skills-orientated Leaving Cert Applied programme. Cheryl Keeler is a career and guidance teacher at St Dominic's Secondary School in Ballyfermot in Dublin. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a big day for students. It's a worrying day for parents. Any final words of encouragement before kick-off?
Well, I think it's important to remember that no exam defines who you are, and there's plenty of routes there to get you to that end destination, to be relaxed, mm-hmm. try your best, sit and make sure you read over the questions if you have time, and just take your time and get through everything as best as you can.
I always think you should remember to breathe as well.
Breathe is so important, isn't it? Yeah.
There's a 20%, I think this is really interesting, a 20% increase in the Leaving Cert Applied. You might give us a flavour of that curriculum enjoyed by students.
Yeah, so the Leaving Cert Applied gives a very practical approach, an alternative Leaving Cert for students that's much more practical. It's not really the case in our school, as we've always had a positive uptake, so the 20% increase didn't affect our students mm-hmm. directly, as we've always had a positive uptake of LCA and recognised that need for an alternative approach. And thankfully, we've very, very successful alumni who went the Leaving Cert Applied route, continued to progress and achieved masters in top universities, and are extremely successful. Mm. It is a two-year programme, just like the traditional Leaving Cert, although it's split up into four different sessions.
And do you think, Cheryl, that maybe clues as to why there is a greater uptick now in students opting for the Leaving Cert Applied could lie in COVID, and perhaps the fact as well that students haven't been doing that concentrated written examination? Yeah. They have become more used to self-assessment.
Yeah, the new Junior Cert programme definitely gives a taste of this and complements the Leaving Cert Applied programme. It may be the pandemic and the realisation of what is important. As you know, the traditional Leaving Cert, there's huge pressure on that final exam, which can be detrimental to some young people's mental health. Yeah. And lots of students hold base value and their own self-worth on academic achievement. And when you and I know that it's much more to this, so it's important then for them to see that there's other routes, there's more accessible routes. The Leaving Cert Applied does offer and lends lots of opportunities, and that experience of achievement along the way, as it basically is a continuous assessment.
Mm, continuous assessment, as they know it. Not self-assessment, as I mistakenly said a couple of minutes ago. Do you think, given this experience now, and I'm wondering about your own support here for changes to the traditional Leaving Certificate, to more of that project-based learning?
I feel that it's definitely a need. If anything, these in such a short time, the increase already shows what's needed for our young people. It's so important that we give the Junior Cert may have had an impact on this, and we need to respond to them. Like, the Leaving Cert programme needs an injection of modernisation, the Leaving Cert Applied does too.
All right.
Does too. Like, the approach is very good, but we're very lucky in our school. We have a fantastic team of Leaving Cert Applied teachers and a coordinator who work very hard to enhance the curriculum themselves. However, the modules need uplifting, and there is a need for that as well. However, the practical approach and the gain of lifelong skills they prepare our students for everyday situations, which is what we need to do. And we need to enhance their confidence, and we need to uplift their self-worth, because there's routes and there's ways of getting them certificates and getting the qualifications
what. There's a route to everything. Cheryl, thanks a million for joining us. Cheryl Keeler there, career and guidance teacher at St Dominic's Secondary School in Ballyfermot. Good luck to everyone this morning.